It's Monday, November 26th, 2018. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a good way to open up this here episode of The Shizzo. That was Eleanor Freeburger from right here in New York City, formerly of the Fiery Furnaces, but for some years now, a solo act. She's got a new record, it's called Rebound, and that was my favorite song from it. It's called Make Me a Song, and boy howdy, am I happy that she made me that song. Obviously it wasn't really for me that she made it exactly, but she made it for all of us, and I'm a part of all of us, so I like that. Yeah, great song. Make Me a Song, really good. The rest of the record, you know, kind of sounds like everything else by Eleanor Freeburger, so your mileage may vary depending on how much you like her as a band in general. Okay, up next from Chicago, Illinois, a band I've never played before. They're called Grape Tooth, and they have a new self-titled album called Grape Tooth. We're going to hear two tracks from it. First, Death, and then Blood, which makes it sound darker than I think it really is. These are not representative song titles for the whole album, but the record is really good. There's a lot of variety in the songs, so these two are just ones I really like a lot, but they don't necessarily represent the whole album because the songs are kind of all over the place. Sometimes it's a little repetitive, but in a kind of a good way. It might just, you know, maybe if the song was like a minute shorter, maybe it wouldn't. These songs are perfect. That's just the way they are. But there's some other songs where I'm like, oh, this is a great song, but it's a little repetitive. Anyway, it's pretty cool. So if you like these two tracks, definitely pick up the whole thing by Grape Tooth. It is worth your time to listen to. It is pretty interesting stuff. I like it. Okay, here we go. Death and Blood, without further ado, by Grape Tooth right now on The Sounds in My Head. right back there. Two songs in a row by the one, the only, Linz Moser from Los Angeles, California. You might remember Linz Moser. I played him on the show sometime back when he released his first single, and it was the only song he'd released. And I was like, boy, this is such a good song. This is like such, I can't wait for the whole album. This is so good. Well, interestingly, I don't think the album is out yet, but you can get it from Bandcamp. So it's like not in any other music thing. So it must come out later, but he like pre-released it on Bandcamp or something. I don't know. All I know is that I've been enjoying it, courtesy of Bandcamp. So highly recommend picking up the whole thing. It is great. Linz Moser, he is something special, that guy from Los Angeles. What do we hear? Oh, that's right. I played two songs. I played Sometimes and I Wanna Love You, both excellent songs off his new record, Don't Stop, which is probably coming out sometime pretty soon everywhere. But for now, you can get it on Bandcamp. So yeah, really good. Sometimes and I Wanna Love You, excellent by Linz Moser. Can't go wrong with this guy. He's so good. Okay, up next from Los Angeles as well, The Mollocks. That's the name of the band. We're going to hear two tracks from their new album, Flowers in the Spring. The songs we're going to hear are Too Lost in Love and Then I Want to Say to You, and both are great songs off an album that sounds, I don't know, it reminds me of stuff I listened to in the 90s. So I don't know, I don't think it actually sounds exactly like the 90s, but there were just some bands in the 90s that I happened to listen to that I think kind of sound like this. Whatever. It's pretty great. So The Mollocks right here, Too Lost in Love and I Want to Say to You, from Flowers in the Spring, right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Too lost in love to see what's going on. The world is turning, but I'm just not on. Too lost in love to see what's going on. The world is burning, but I'm just not on. Too lost in love.
Stories roll out of local news outlets like Camrys off a Kentucky assembly line.
He didn't set out to be a role model on Saturday. Kevin Finley just set out on the 18-mile trek to work.
One of their fellow co-workers had been walking over 2 hours to work every day.
He walks 6 miles in the Texas heat to get back and forth to work.
He walks a staggering 35 miles to work to support his wife, Renee, and their grandson, Stephen.
28-year-old Sonic employee walks miles until he sees those iconic red letters.
On lazy summer days, John Joyce isn't.
Usually our hero gets a new car. Sometimes what begins as a stop by police on the side of the road ends with a viral Facebook post or GoFundMe page.
News outlets are recognizing the 20-year-old after he walked from Homewood to Pelham for work after his car broke down.
20 miles to get there, starting at midnight. 2 days later, his boss walked Walter over to a group of cars.
This is my car. I'd like it to be your car.
I mean, it's very admirable, his work ethic and his determination to get to work. That's without question.
Angie Schmidt is a national reporter for Streets Blog, and she's written that these tales may be heartwarming, but they are also, quote, terrible, because they miss key issues of transit planning and racial justice.
I think in our transportation system in the United States, we really have a two-tiered system. Around the country right now, there's multiple places that are spending $1 billion on an interchange. Mm-hmm. So we really don't spare any expense for drivers. But for people who don't drive, and about a third of Americans, because of age or other reasons, don't drive, the underlying system is very second rate. It's very incomplete. A lot of times it's unsafe. And I think that people who are walking, taking transit, a lot of times they're sort of on the margins. And so they're attracting police attention. And that can put them at risk. Hopefully we can empathize with people that have a little bit less heroic stories, but are still really impacted in a negative way by some of these problems.
Keeps broadcasting news.
Yeah.
All right, let's catch up one last time. After the Moloch's back there, we hear two songs just before I start talking by Chorus Girl from London. Chorus Girl is the band. I played them on the show before, but they've got a new record, Shimmer and Spin, and the two songs we just heard were from it. We heard Not Yours and In Dreams, and those are my two favorite tracks from the album. The album as a whole, not exactly my favorite, but I think I like their debut better. But this new album, it's a welcome thing. I like new music by bands that I like, so I approve, even if it's not quite as good, I don't think, as the first record. But anyway, pretty good stuff. Okay, finishing up this year episode of the Showa, as I like to say, Erie Wanda from the Netherlands. She's really fantastic. I think I played her on the show before, but she's got a new record coming out soon. Maybe in January. I forget when, but pretty soon. And she's released the first single from it. The single is called Moon, and I like it a lot. I think the album is called Pet Town, which also sounds very charming. But Moon is all that we have from it yet. And so we're just going to have to bask in it for now. And it seems like a good way to end a show. That's the kind of song it is. It's a good show ender, I think. So without further ado, Erie Wanda, right now, finishing up this year episode of The Sounds of My Head with Moon.
Thank you.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Sambroza, Namaste, and Ricky's Theme, all by the Beastie Boys, all from their 1996 album, In Sound from Way Out. That's some fun throwback listening, isn't it? If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You'll also find links to things like Spotify, where you can find playlists for the seasons of the show and listen to all the songs I play without having to listen to me talk. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. And we'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.